This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We stand here and declare the 2015 regular session adjourned. Stani die.
The uncertainty and drama continued right up to the 6 p.m. deadline, but the legislature did pass a budget supported by tax increases. They also passed the SAVE plan offset after all. Early in the day, it appeared dead.
This is one of the two bills that we did get the SAVE language stripped off of it, and I appreciate your favorable vote.
As the House and Senate both agreed with those changes. Behind the scenes, however, the pressure to pass the SAVE plan continued. At mid-afternoon, Governor Jindal even came onto the House floor to apply some personal pressure. Then Hammond Representative Chris Broadwater stepped to the podium.
Members, if I can get your attention, the language from Senator Donahue's Senate Bill 284, which is referred to as the SAVE plan, is in this conference report. I will not try to candy coat this. I will not try to tell you something about this measure that I believe is untrue. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe it is. Is this an instrument that I believe is good policy? The answer is no. I intend to vote for this bill. I beg you to vote for this bill. I will swallow my pride, knowing that at the end of the day, I stood and I fought to the very end for higher education.
With that, Broadwater and 58 other House members held their nose and took their medicine, passing the SAVE plan. Governor Jindal got what he wanted, revenue neutrality.
I said it in my speech at first day of session, and I'm pleased on the last day of session we were able to hit those priorities.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.